You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hey, what's up, ADOS family? This is Hadu. I'm coming back with another segment. And in this segment, I just wanted to talk about benign neglect. And I just had to come back to you all about this. And I just wanted to talk to y'all about benign neglect. Like, the DNC really think that we plan out here. The Democrats really think that we plan out here about reparations and the Black agenda. We not playing. Like, we can see through all of these old tricks. They act like we can't go back and see what our ancestors went through, you know, so we can learn from their mistakes and do better now. And now I was saying this on my Twitter. They used to us just shutting up and dribbling. They used to us just shutting up and rapping, shutting up and trapping, shutting up and going to jail, shutting up and letting the police practice genocide on us, shutting up and just following this decadent veil. They used to us just shutting up and not paying attention and being politically dormant and not being politically astute. We not doing that no more. We galvanizing our people. And we are bringing our political awareness up to the point where they not going to be able to neglect us anymore. We've been neglected for so long. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of my people living in the hood. I'm tired of my people having to work for the establishment or work for people that don't even care about them, or just put money into a system and to a country that's not giving nothing back to them. We tired of this. You know, our country that we are part of is doing nothing but working against us. But we're working for the country. And our ancestors built the country. And we're getting politically ignored. Like, are you serious? Like, what is this? This not gonna work no more. So the DNC, you know, they gonna be in for a rude awakening, as if they already wasn't in for a rude awakening for what we doing. Like, we really out here putting in this work, and we can't play with them no more, because our, like, we already know, like, we 2.6% of the wealth. You know, we out here playing a real life Hunger Games in the hood, and our individual success don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing at all. You know, I'm willing to risk all my success, my individual success, for my people, man. You know, like, nah. I mean, me and myself, so personally, I'm in a good position in my life, financially, or where I live, all of that. But that don't mean nothing if my people can't get it. And for the DNC and just these politicians in general focusing on everybody else except foundational Black Americans, American descendants of slaves, after our ancestors built this country, and America has pretty much practiced all of these war crimes on us all the way up until now. Nah, man. If another country did what America has done to us, America probably would have invaded the country right now. It did something. You see how backwards that is? Instead of America slowing down, stopping to fix itself, it keeps on doing this. This is business as usual. Oppressing ADOS is business as usual for America. This is just human socially engineered into society now. You know, they've gotten so used to us being politically dormant that it's just whatever. It's just a part of they wake up. Well, DNC, I'm here to tell you all that y'all little game is not going to work no more. It's not working no more. We're not having it anymore. You know why? Because we can't afford to have it no more. The color of law hasn't stopped. Redlining hasn't stopped. Slavery hasn't stopped. None of this stuff has stopped. And we've come to this ultimate conclusion that we're getting royally screwed over. So we just supposed to be a source of entertainment, right? That's it. We're supposed to be a source of entertainment. And we supposed to be a class of people in America to just boost the economy. And not get our political needs met. But you all want us to pander to you all, and you all use us as political capital. So you want me to get out my bed on election day, brush my teeth, take a shower, and go vote. Go stand in line for hours to vote for nothing? You want us to go get in line and go vote for nothing? That's what y'all want us to do. That's what y'all want us to do. And get the same thing that we've always got. Nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you, America, DNC, and all you other boule, butter biscuit, gatekeeping politicians, we not here for it anymore. Those days are over with. We got a lot of energy. We young, vibrant, and we got social media. What, y'all thought we was just going to be on Twitter, you know, tweeting to our favorite music artists, favorite movie actresses and actors? Y'all just think that we was just going to be just human socially engineered to not pay attention to what's going on in politics and not care enough about our people, enough politically to care, and just keep falling for the okie doke? Y'all thought we was just going to do that? Nah, man, that's over with. That's done. Benign neglect has died. And y'all, like I told you, y'all clearly then missed the funeral. And ADOS, I know y'all feel me on this. I know y'all be seeing on Twitter and just out in the open. You know, presidential candidates dodging our questions about reparations. Y'all, they got it messed up if they think that they just gonna ignore it these days, that it's just gonna go away. No. Ain't nothing's going away. ADOS is here now, and we here to stay. And these lineage snatchers not getting in the way. ADOS represent ADOS. You know, you got people coming over here disrespecting us, disrespecting the lineage, but you all want to benefit off of our struggle every day, and then want to partake in our culture like it's cool, but disrespect us at the same time. We not having that. And we see how the politicians align with those type of people. And the politicians are those type of people. Like, playtime is over. We see through all the games now. We are politically astute. And the jig is up. So this goes out to the whole DNC. All these political candidates, all these politicians, all of that. ADOS is here now. Like, it's game over for all of this. Y'all ain't doing nothing but taking money from lobbyists, trying to maintain the status quo. And we not having it no more. Because just like my brothers and sisters, we tired of seeing our brothers and sisters dying in the street. We tired of seeing our family members going to jail. We tired of all of that. And you know, it just seemed like America don't want to fix this. You know, check it. To us, this system is broken. The system is broken. The system been broken for a long time. But to them, this is perfectly fine because they benefiting off of it. They benefiting greatly off of it. All groups seem like they just benefiting off of our oppression because we at the bottom. Don't nobody wanna be at the bottom. Everybody used to ADOS being at the bottom. We in red line communities in abundance. We in this situation in abundance. America has committed warlike crimes on us, and we just keep on trucking. We just keep on going. Our people just still out partying, still out listening to music, still out chilling like it's nothing. But we need to get on these politics, man. Tell your sister, tell your cousin, tell your grandma, and you know, tell your boyfriend, tell your wife, tell your husband. Let's get on these politics. Please, let's get on these politics. How we on the video games, let's get on these politics. How we watching basketball, NFL, let's get on these politics like that. We buying music or what? Let's buy into these politics. Let's read. Let's educate ourselves. Let's become even more politically astute, politically sound as a unit, and demand what is owed to us. Every decade, every generation, same thing with us. Human socially engineered slavery. Slavery hasn't ended for us. There's no group that's living in the richest country in the world that has been through as much as we have. None. Zero. And then America using all of these disinformation talking points. People of color. Man, what's people of color, bro? That's not ADOS. No, don't do that to us. You see, again, Tony Nivet was talking about this, flattening blackness. Blackness is not just a skin color. Under the skin, we have a lineage. And America uses these talking points like people of color, all of this other stuff, and African American, all of that. They use those talking points and those names, code names, to untie us from our lineage and to maintain order and maintain control and fool the people. And we not having that no more. I mean, clearly lineage matters with how they're practicing and with how they're moving in the political space. They only calling us that so it can confuse the masses, the people that's not paying attention. Again, those are disinformation tactics. This is done on purpose. But we not falling for the okey-doke. The jig is up. We way past needing reparations. We pay way past needing restorative justice. And anytime we bring it to them, anytime we bring it to them, it's just ignored over and over and over again. The only person that's speaking for us in the political space right now is Marianne Williamson. And then you see what the DNC did with the polls. They playing games with the polls. Any candidate that was considered a quote unquote progressive, they didn't even make it into this third debate. So you got Tulsi Gabbard and you got Andrew Yang. He barely made it. And Marianne Williamson, she was talking about this. You know, they playing with the numbers. They playing games. You know, and like America want to maintain the status quo. You know, those lobbyists, the oligarchy, They want to maintain the status quo. They don't want America to change for the better. You know, because if America changed for the better, that's gonna hurt their pockets. It's gonna hurt their pockets for ADOS to get reparations. They gotta hire new people. It's gonna hurt their pockets if they give ADOS reparations. Because we gonna build our own. You know, all of this is about control. Economic control. They wanna maintain control over us like they been doing. And they know if they give us reparations, which is definitely old, that they're not gonna have that control anymore. You know, but sometimes I be asking myself, is that control really worth it? We out here losing our lives. Our people out here losing their lives every day. In the hood, in the system that you made on purpose. And then on TV, they control the media or whatnot. So we not being able to get control our image, control our narrative on a mass scale. You know, thank God we got social media. Thank God we got YouTube and other platforms that's evening out the plane now. But still, you know, we want to have access to those spaces. Because if we do, you know, our people gonna follow us the most, and we not gonna bring disinformation. We gonna bring that real, like we've been doing, because that's just what ADOS do. It gets no more American than this. We've experienced the worst of America by design, all the way up to today, and the utter disrespect that we keep on getting from the DNC and the political establishment as a whole in America. We can't stand for this no more. Not when we going to go serve in the military and, you know, not when we going to go serve in the military. Not when we bringing so much culture and so much capital to America. When people come here, they coming to see us. They coming to see an ADOS. When people think of America these days, they think of ADOS. They think of the music. They think of the culture. And y'all know where that's coming from? That's coming from us. You know, I may sound arrogant, whatever. It's the truth. Anybody outside here, it's for the culture, and we bring the culture. And just as well as we control that aspect of America, we need to own that aspect of America. And we need to drive this home here and now. You see, our ancestors, they didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have all of these, they didn't have podcasts. They didn't have all of this stuff that we have access to now. We better use this, and we gonna use this. Look, the cat is out the bag. The cat is out the bag. ADOS driving this all the way home. Because if we don't, the color of law gonna keep happening like it's already been. Flint water crisis gonna keep happening. New Jersey water crisis is gonna keep happening. All of this stuff gonna keep happening. Geographical terrorism on ADOS gonna keep happening. We gotta draw this home here and now. At all costs, at all political costs, I should say. You know, we want to do this the right way, but we still gotta let the establishment know that we serious about this. Or like I be saying, we just gonna be caught in a genocidal time loop, oppressive time loop in America. While the only thing that's gonna change in America, that's gonna keep on changing in America, is the date, the time, and the top 1% bank accounts. That's the only thing that's gonna keep on happening. The only thing is going to keep on changing. And they're going to maintain order and social control. And we're going to keep getting this short end of the stick generation after generation. Like, really, ask your family members, what you voting for? What are you really voting for? Stop with these. We got to stop with these names. Stop with these identity politics. Like, I really feel like since we've been moving out here and galvanizing, I really think like ADOS has made politics extremely, extremely popular. The way that we move, the way that we talk, the way that we galvanize on social media and in person, holding these politicians accountable for their actions and what they're doing. This is a beautiful thing. And we can't afford to fall off of this. You know, they with these benign neglect tactics trying to stall us out. HR 40 trying to stall us out. All of this stuff trying to stall us out. You see, this system been in place for so long. They did the same thing to our ancestors, and now they trying to do the same tactics to us. Using people that look like us to go against us, and then the whole establishment going against us too when it comes to this justice claim. You see, to us, to ADOS, it's just the debt in the trillions. But I don't be thinking to myself, think of how much money America makes off of our oppression a year. I bet that's in the trillions. You see, this is a system in a place. But they want to tell you you're free. We not free. You know, we may be physically free, but ADOS need to be economically free. We need to be socioeconomically free. We need to be free from this police brutality. We need to be free from these human socially engineered hoods that was made to oppress us. We need to be free from all of that. And I can't drive this point home enough. Man. Like, man. Like, we done really figured this out. We done really cracked the code to America's matrix. Like Bernie Sanders getting Cardi B to talk about politics. Bro, if you don't stop, that's not working no more. We not playing those games no more. We not doing that no more. Get somebody who can really speak for us, who can really speak for the people, who've been really doing the work politically. Stop getting these music artists that don't have no political savviness about them. Get somebody real. But you see, they don't want to do that because they want to keep misleading the people. They want to use a music artist who already got followers or whatnot to human socially engineer society and keep misleading the people. All of this is just human social engineering tactics at its finest. And they do it seamlessly. They act like we're stupid. This is very insulting. I'm insulted. And you should be too. So, you know, I think I've driven my point home. And I just want to finish this out with saying that I love all of you. Everybody. All my brothers and sisters in Chicago, Compton, Flint, Michigan, Milwaukee, Florida, New York, Tennessee, Texas, everywhere, all over America, where there's American descendants of slavery. And also all my brothers who went to jail for no reason and can't make bail. And those brothers that Kamala Harris treating in the modern day convict leasing got them out there fighting fires for no money. Where we at with it, America? We not stupid. We see what y'all are doing. So slavery hasn't ended in America. The 1994 crime bill was of the reinstitutionalization of chattel slavery. Boom. And then now we are here working with no reparations and 2.6% of the wealth. America, we see you. We see you. We see you. And while all of that's going on, we should just supposed to be playing basketball, right? Playing video games, right? Going to the club, right? Scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, right? Not concerned about these politics and our children's future, our unborn children's future. That's just what we're supposed to do, right? Nah, that's not right. That ain't right at all. What America's doing, not right at all. You know, America on some biological terrorism when it comes to us. They don't care about our lineage. They just trying to screw us over. They know our justice claim is tied to our lineage. So once Adol started doing the work, courtesy of Yvette, Tone, Sandy Derry, the likes of, and we've been galvanizing. Oh, they want to change the narrative. They want to start ignoring us to the max. They want to call us divisive. They want to call us Black Panther Party. No disrespect. I love the Black Panther Party. That was my ancestor. They want to call us xenophobic. They want to say ADOS is trash. Really? So our lineage is trash? The people who build America trash? Yeah, okay. All right. If it wasn't for this trash, you wouldn't be here right now. So y'all can stop with that. Look, I don't know if y'all could tell, but I'm very serious about this. I don't want to live my life in America, create children in America, and for them to have to repeat this at some point in time. And I don't want them to be human socially engineered by America in public schools or whatnot. That's not going to teach them their history. And that's going to tell them that they free when they really not. The cycle, the thought of that is annoying to me. And it should be annoying to you too. It should be continuously annoying to you that you, in the same country that your ancestors built, and there's more people here that's benefiting off of that, off the fruits of their labor, more than you. And when they tried to enjoy the fruits of their labor, they got burned along with their fruit. But America's still benefiting off their labor. Where they do that at? Still happening today. Mass genocide. But I just want to close out. I just want to come to y'all today. And I had to get this off my chest. Like, I be thinking about this on a daily basis. And, you know, I've just really just hit a turn in my life where I'm not finna bask in my glory of my individual success. I'm a very successful young man. And that's cool and all. And I just be thinking like that. Like, I just be thinking like, I could just not worry about all of this. But what good would I be? That's lame. For me or any of us to bask in our individual success, no matter what level we on, whether we a basketball player, a rapper, a nurse, a doctor, anything making quote unquote good money. If we know this political knowledge and we are in good health, we got to take out the time to defend and help our people, man. You know, getting out the hood is only so much, especially when the situation was designed. So that's all you have to battle. You know, we really do got to save our people. Since as much as America would like to make you think, or media or whatnot make you think it's their fault, it's not. They want you to do that so you can leave them alone, so America can keep running this foul play like they've been doing. But we not having it no more. ADOS. All right, you all. You take care. I love each and every one of you. ADOS is destined for greatness, reparations, and a black agenda for ADOS.